If you could or would set a Guinness World Record in something, what would it be? Well, a Nova Scotia man is trying to make his way across Canada on a vintage three-wheel ATV, hoping to break a world record while also honoring his best friend. He started in 100 Mile House, BC, earlier this month, or last month, actually, because we're in February now. His final destination is back home at the Sunset Inlet Campground in Nova Scotia. Let's find out more with Matthew Webb. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Anne. How you doing?
I am good. Where are you right now?
I am in Angus, Ontario.
How has your trek been so far, Matthew?
It's been epic and very humbling up until this point.
So epic and humbling. Explain. What has been epic about it? What has been humbling?
The people, the stories, the support. Being in Dirt Wheel magazine, like it's been unreal. It's been a really, really, really fun adventure.
Oh, very cool. So, Matthew, tell me about the world record part of this. The world record part has to do with the vehicle that you're riding, right?
Well, the current world record is set with a three-wheel device, and it's a Spyder. So, if you don't know what a Spyder is, it's basically a Skidoo with wheels.
Yep.
So I'm doing it with an off-road version with no suspension, and it's a 1984.
Yeah. How's your butt feeling?
It has its numb times, you know, but the cold keeps it nice and tight. So the record that I'm trying to beat is 13,500 kilometers.
Okay. So is your rig that you're driving going to make it that far, do you think?
Well, she seized her solid there in Mount Robson right before I went into Jasper.
Yes.
And quick thinking, I packed the motor with snow, changed the oil on the side of the road, and blind faith, she started first pulse. So she's chugging the oil like I chug twisted teeth. And, you know, she's still going strong. So.
It is 5:10 this afternoon. Matthew Webb joining me. So tell me about, you're trying to break the world record, but you're also doing this in memory of your friend Anthony Morgan, who is originally from Dawson, BC. Tell me about Anthony.
Yeah, he was one of those people that you meet and he's instant best friend. And, you know, he had a very old soul. He moved to Nova Scotia with me and wanted to start over and start a new life. And sadly, a motorcycle crash took his life. I was on scene and was able to save his life, but 2 weeks later, he succumbed to his injuries.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear that, Matthew. I'm sorry about your loss. But you were riding with him that day?
Yes, I was behind him on my Harley.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And that didn't stop you from wanting to get back on something with four wheels?
No, that's, you know, it's the risk that we all take, right? So I'm doing this for Bikers Down Society. They're a nonprofit organization back in Nova Scotia, and there's a few more of them popping up around the provinces and stuff. They're a nonprofit organization that help injured motorcycle riders. So it basically is getting the word out there that, you know, motorcycles deserve space on the road, and with the price of gas, thanks to good old Trudeau there, there's a lot more motorcycles on the road because we've got to get to work, right? So
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Matthew. I ride a Victory Kingpin, and it's been a while since I've been on it. Need to get back on it, but that's what I have in my garage right now. And yeah, I mean, it's a little scary at times riding in the bigger cities, right? That's why I like being on the highway, but it can be pretty scary.
Yeah, I like taking the back roads because I'm never in a rush. That's why I'm taking a 200 across Canada, not a 250.
So how long, what day did you leave BC, the 100 Mile House?
I left 100 Mile House at 10 p.m. on the 1st, and then I got stuck in the woods and I broke my glasses, and so I ended up going back to 100 Mile House, regrouped, and then left the 2nd around 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And time riding, like, honestly, I'm on just under 2 weeks of ride time. The rest has just been hanging out with people and meeting people and relaxing at, like, resorts and having a good time.
What's been the toughest part of the journey so far, Matthew?
Just fighting the cold, I guess, you know, trying to keep the motivation to keep on going and not quit. Driving through Jasper was minus 30, and it was pretty brutal. But the bike works good in the cold. That's the reason I picked the wintertime to do it. It's an air-cooled engine, and the only way it could actually do it is through the sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah, what was it like along the north shore of Lake Superior there?
Beautiful. Couple moose ran out in front of me and slowed me down a bit, but it was part of the fun.
It was part of the fun. All right. Well, Matthew, continued safe journeys as you aim for Nova Scotia. When are you hoping to be there?
I would like to be there for the end of February, but had a little frig up here in Ingus, so I'm going to get trailered to North York, Ontario, and get some paperwork figured out, and then head off from there.
Boy, oh boy. All right. Sounds like you continue on this adventure, Matthew. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to tell people again, it's bigredadventure.ca if they want to find out more about what you're up to and why you're doing it, and we'll keep following you. Thank you, Matthew.
I appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, take care. All right, that is Matthew Webb joining me this afternoon. The website is bigredadventure.ca, trying to set that world record, what he's driving, right? And he's doing it in part to in his memory of his buddy, Anthony Morgan.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.